USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of a Celebrating America program. Speaking from the Lincoln Memorial, Biden said he wanted his inauguration to be about the American people and said that America's story depends on all Americans.
This is a great nation. We're good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. It requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness. America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers when to send the article of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate, senators are debating how to handle trying a president no longer in office. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he does not agree with Senator Mitch McConnell's recent remarks on the Senate floor, blaming President Trump for the Capitol riots. He tells Fox News that McConnell is giving legitimacy to the impeachment process with his words.
That would be a crime, to provoke somebody to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where you did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden signed a number of executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those signed Wednesday was a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders to rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points, we're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, no class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that, and I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today.
The president's plan to rejoin the Paris Accord has drawn calls for a Senate review of the treaty. Four Republican senators submitted a resolution saying the president should not be allowed to enter into an international treaty without Senate approval. And after a 17-year career in the NFL, Philip Rivers is hanging up his cleats. The prolific quarterback announced his retirement Wednesday after 16 years with the Chargers and spending the past season with the Colts. Rivers ranks fifth all-time with 63,440 passing yards and fifth all-time with 421 touchdown passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.